situation where you have a person who is makalis Hashem. Perach of Dalapos for you, the Yetze ben Isha Yisraelis, ben Ishmitzri, Tarich ben Yisrael. The Yikoi ben Isha Yisraelis is Hashem. The Yikoi is Loshen of Klola. You know the word, the root to the word by Yikoiv? It's from a Nekev. Yeah, to make a hole. The Gemara discusses. The Yikoi, but it means Loshen of Klola. And they Kalel, and he made a Klola, Rachman the son against the Kodesh Boruchu. By Yavio Isol Moshe, they brought him to Moshe. B'shem imo yishlem ispastiv ilimatidon v'nichu b'mishma lifroi shlem api Hashem, and they put him in, locked him up to find out what exactly is a punishment for such a person. Carries on the next pasuk. There we are in Perek Chof Dalet from pasuk Yud. We just did from pasuk Yud. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Now pasuk Yud Gimel. V'idaber Hashem b'yishlemoy hoitzeis and makal lechutz machne. Take the makal outside the machne. And you give him rogam kol ha'edah, and you give him skila. Okay, fine. That is the result of this avera. Carries on the parasha. But b'nei Yisrael to dabaleima tell klal Yisrael ish ish ki kal eloihov v'nosa chetoi. This is the chet. B'nei keshem Hashem moisumos rogam kol ha'edah. And this is not just for now. This is a command for the future that a person who chas v'chalila kal lekodesh baruch hu gets this avera. Okay, carries on the pasuk, and it says, and also by the way. A person who kills somebody also gets killed. Oh, and a person who injures an animal, he has to pay. We're dealing here with a person who had a tremendous chutzpah to go out and curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it comes on the parasha, what do you do with him? We give him skila. Within that parasha, you talk about, oh yeah, very important, you give him skila, by the way, person curses Kosh Baruch. And also, if he injures somebody, he kills somebody, he's got to pay. And if he injures an animal, he's got to pay as well. Isn't it trivializing? Isn't it making it lighter what this person did? Is it not taking away from the force of this particular message of how terrible it is to curse the Kosh Baruch and start talking about injuring an animal? Number one. Number two, all these halachas have already been stated in Parshas Mishpatim. Halacha of mis of hezek to an animal, the halacha of late sirtzach, all these things are already brought down. Why bring it down over here in this parasha? What message is there that we didn't know beforehand? What's the idea behind that? Carries on the pasuk right at the end of the parasha. The parasha says that the parasha ends. Bnei Yisrael, Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, "V'yitzio esem makal mechutz machne." Took him out mechutz machne. And they stoned him. Ubnei Yisrael also kashitiv Hashem as Moshe, and Bnei Yisrael did as Moshe commanded.
As Hashem commanded.
Why is it necessary to say that? Just when it took him out. But Ubnei Yisrael also kashitiv. What's the idea behind this? So very, very, very bekitza. This is a much, much longer shiur, but just in a nutshell. The Gemara is medayik. Points out from the word Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. This is a prosecuted Vayetze. He went out. Where did he go out from? From his tent? From the camp? Where did he go out from? Meifo. Yeah, where did he go out from? So the Gemara says Vayetze, he went out from the previous parasha. He went out from the previous parasha. What's a previous parasha? The previous parasha talks about the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. And lechem aponim is a halacha that you got to have bread, and you put it on Erev Shabbos, and you stay there the whole week. And sometimes you have to bake it a little bit earlier because it's not doicha Yom Tov and not doicha Rosh Hashanah. And you put it on the shulchan. This young man, Ben Ishi Yisrael, I don't know his name. This son Ishi Yisrael. This young man went and he said how disgusting it is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu eats stale bread. He takes bread that is stale. It's been already baked a whole week beforehand. That's not a derech of a king to enjoy stale bread. That's what he said. And he said, it's not a derech for Kodesh Baruch Hu. How disgusting it is that Kodesh Baruch Hu eats cold bread. It's a derech of a king to have hot bread. That was a connection to the previous parasha. That was a connection to the previous parasha. And that seems to be what his klala was. Is that really a klala? Number one. Number two, it wasn't cold bread. The Gemara says they'll show this bread, and this bread the Gemara brings down in times of the regel. They bring out the shulchan, and that's why, by the way, it's shaykh to the kabbal tumah. They bring it out and they show that it was still hot. So he's got the whole message wrong. He's got it completely wrong. What's he? And number three, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's not eating it. The Kohenim are eating it. What's three stack up? It's not hot. It's not cold. It's hot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's not eating. The Kohenim are eating it. And that is the biggest miracle. And that's called the klala. And that's what he did. That was his klala. You believe me? I'll read out the Medrash. The Medrash says, yes. Mehechen yotzer, brach yom and the parsha shalamali yotzer. Liglag v'oime. Liglag made a joke and he said, b'yoim hashabbos yarechenu. Derech hamelech lechol pas chamel b'chol yoim. So derech for melech to have hot bread every day. Shema pas tzinena shal tisha yomim. Does he eat bread that is cold from 9 days? That was his curse. He made a joke out of it. But that was exactly. It's a joke, a curse.
So what is a curse in this case?
The Gemara talks about what curse is. Make Reuben is Reuven, Yosef is Yosef. I prefer not to verbalize it. Yeah, but it's much more definitive of. Okay. Furthermore, let's understand this clearly. Very, very, very bekitzer. I heard many years ago. I'll different Rachoyim talk about it. The Tolner Rebbe, Rav Weinberg, just puts it together very nicely, and he says the message is as follows. There's a Gemara that talks about the morale brings it down in various places. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Kuf Beis on the base, Rav Ashi Omer LeTalmidov, Rav Ashi said to his Talmidim, Mocha Yiseh Drosha Al Chavireinu Menashe Ben Chizkiyol. Tomorrow we're going to talk about our friend Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. Menashe was a melech of Yisrael of the Avodah Zarah. And tomorrow we're going to talk about our friend. Lahavdol, like Jeremy Corbyn talks about friends in the Hezbollah and the Hamas. Yeah, he's still regretting it. Rav Ashi regretted calling Menashe ben Chizkiyahu his friend. Why? Because Menashe ben Chizkiyahu came in his dream and he said to him, "You call me a friend? What a chutzpah! I want to ask you a shaila. Bread, when you make a mitzi, where do you cut it when you make the broch of Amitzi? Which part do you cut the bread?" He didn't know. So he said, "You don't know the answer? You're supposed to cut it from the best part. You don't even know the answer to that. And you call me your friend?" I said, "I guarantee you, if you'd been that doyer, you'd pick up your skirt or your robe and you'd run towards Avodah Zarah." What's this exchange over here, asking him this kasha? Why not ask him something else? So the Maral explains that bread represents parnasa. Bread represents the miracle. When we make a bracha, Hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take up bread from the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out wheat from the ground. Hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz is a bracha to express clearly that when we see ourselves making the bread, we have to understand that it's all a nes. The fact that a person plows and a person sows and it grows and it bakes and everything else makes into delicious bread is a nes min hashamayim. So we say to Kosh Baruch, "Your mitzi lech min ha'aretz, we're doing nothing over here. It's all maisa nisim." Why we're used to those maisa nisim when we see everything in front of our eyes? That's a problem. But we have to make a bracha mitzi lech min ha'aretz. Bread represents godless of this world. Bread represents the miracle of living through this world with the Kosh Baruch Hu's intervention. The bread that Lechem Aponim had was there to tell us that, by the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making this bread. When you eat your bread, it's all derech nes. Proof is, you can have this bread that is cooked sometimes 9 days old or even more, and it's still hot. In other words, look at this bread and you see, can you understand clearly that this bread Lechem Aponim is a miracle? Of course it is, it's still hot. Every bread you eat, every panosa you have, is an intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a miracle. So therefore, by seeing this ness of the bread being hot, it was a message to us to understand and see clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes with nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel, and he's involved in every single element and part of our life. That was the godless of the hot bread. By the way, the halacha says, it's going to be lechem ponai tomid. What's tomid? The Rambam brings down, it's brought down from Gomorrah already, that you may not remove one group of bread and put the next load of bread down. As you take off one, you put on the other. In other words, it's completely touching the whole time. The bread is on the table the whole time. Why? Us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every moment of our life, every millisecond, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our existence. And there's no time where the bread is not being, before I tell it, there's not in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a message of bread. And therefore, what Menashe ben Chizkiah telling Rav Rashi was, I know all about bread. I know all about Amunah. I know all about Bitochen. I know all about everything. Don't mess with me. You don't know as much as me. I know more than you. The Yetzirah that I had, unfortunately, blinded me. But I know all the halachas of bread. I know exactly what's going on. When this Isha Yisraelis learnt the parasha of Lechem upon him, and he said, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cold bread, he is deliberately ignoring the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He's deliberately, the whole nest was to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes with our panasa. He is deliberately saying, no, it's cold bread, I don't believe in that, no, I don't. He deliberately attempted to deviate from the path of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world. That is a klala. That is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't believe in you. But not say Elokol, the Apostle does not say, isn't this, the Apostle says, A person who curses his God. What do you mean a person curses God? Say a person who curses doesn't believe in God. Of course he believes in God. He doesn't believe that Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Do you understand that? He doesn't believe that Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I was once invited to the atheist convention of where was God during the Holocaust. Yes. Where was God during the Holocaust? So I sent back an email. Number one, you're not atheist. Why? You believe there's a God. Number two, you believe that God runs the world. You believe there's Schar V'Onesh, because otherwise, why should good things happen to bad people? You're not atheist. You're almost there. You just need a little bit more. But Naseh Lekov means, this person is cursing his God, means he doesn't realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world in every single element of what's going on. Says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you don't see how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world in every single element, then don't think for a second that you're fine with anything else but Adam and Chaverim and Adam and anything else in the world. If you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that every single thing in the world has an order and has a perfection, a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, the Seder Gamor. But if you don't think you're an atheist but I'm a good person. You're not. I've got to warn you about not murdering somebody. Because if you don't see the perfect order HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, you won't see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single person just as much as you do. No, I feel more chosher than him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. You'll end up to be a murderer. You'll end up to be a thief. You'll end up to be damaging animals. You don't see this. I want to kill this animal. Why? For the fun. You can't. A behemoth has a nefesh. A behemoth has a nefesh. A chinuch brings down. A neighbor has a nefesh. That's why it can't eat its blood. There's a nefesh, there's a certain world order over here where everything is exactly calculated. And therefore that's why the parasha doesn't just talk about the mekalel, what happens to a mekalel. The parasha tells us as well, by the way, after the mekalel, if you don't get a message of the mekalel, you have to understand that also, ish ki yakech nefesh odo mois yumos, you turn out to be a murderer. You have to understand the makan nefesh ben yishal meno, you don't understand the chlal, that is such a thing as world order, what that damages. Also, you have to be careful. I remember I had once an Esha Torah, I had one fellow, who believed that if a good person is enough. It's enough to be a good person. Good enough to be a good person. Yeah, just to be, it's good enough to be good, but you don't need all these things. One time he came in, red in the face, and he says, I'm going to kill this guy. He's red in the face. Said, what's the matter? He went to a money changer and he swindled him about $10 altogether. He said, I'm going to go and kill him. I said, why? The main thing is to be a good guy, nice guy. What's the problem? No, I'm going to kill him. I said to him, you should just see that it's not enough to be a good guy. You've got to be Yerei Shemayim and you've got to be a good Jew, because if you don't, you can murder somebody for $10. This is what the Apostle is telling me over here. Unless a person, it's not enough to be a good guy. You have to say, understanding a nekev. What's nekev? The Pasuk says, "V'noy kev shem elokim," is to make a hole. It's basically take something and to hammer a hole inside and say, forget about that part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes hot bread. Nah, it's all cold bread. No, that can bring a person to all different kinds of virus. At the end of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over that message so clearly to Klal Yisrael. Vaydaber Moshe b'nei Yisrael v'yitzir z'makal b'chutz ha'machne v'yirgumo oisoi oven, and they stoned him u'v'nei Yisrael osu kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. Klal Yisrael understood the message. They weren't cooled down in any way. They did exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu got the message so clear that they followed it through to the extent that they understood that kashet tziva Hashem es Moshe. Every tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Moshe, we take on fully, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls the world in every single nakuda. He gives us the hot bread, he gives us our parnasa. You know, you can get the biggest scientist or the biggest atheist. Yeah, you understand everything, but Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't run it. Mother Nature runs it. Mother Nature, whatever that means. This is the lesson of the Mekalel. The lesson of the Mekalel is understanding everything that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and unless we understand that, one has to be worried that we can end up becoming a murderer, becoming a thief, and becoming everything else. Thank you very much.